Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ramon Monzont. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ramon Monzont. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lynch. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Sauer reaches second base with a double. O'Connell scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sauer scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ramon Monzont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzont hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a line drive into left field. Sauer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sauer. Hoke moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Monzon fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawrence moves to second. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Monzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monzon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoke strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Crow moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is walked intentionally. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crow tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Reds. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawrence takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Bell moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Mays moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Bell reaches second base with a double. Bailey goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Reds. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim King pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. One out. Bob Speak pinch hits for Al Worthington. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speak moves to second. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speak scores. Davenport moves to third. It's 4-3, Reds. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davenport tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Giants, 4, Reds, 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Schmidt now catching. Marv Grissom now pitching. Eddie Brasseud now playing second base. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brasseud fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive towards short. Grammas catches it and throws to first to double up Spencer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit bunts towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields it and throws to first for the out. Schmidt moves to second. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-4 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. DeFondi pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. DeFondi now playing right field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-4 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Don Tausig now playing left field. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes pinch runs for George Crow. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoke bunts towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Mixes moves to second. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.